Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcoming into the show, and we are proud to have Ryan Leaf a part of the show. Ryan Leaf doing a lot with ESPN and in SiriusXM, college football work with things. And, man, I appreciate you joining us, man.
Oh, my pleasure. How's things down in Houston?
Hey, heck, he's living his best life, Ryan. He's hanging out with me every day. What the hell you think, man? He's having a good one, brother.
How did you? I mean, what was Clint like with the Cowboys? That's what I want to know. Because he fills himself daily. What was it? Was there a different Clint Sterner that you were around?
You know, we were good friends. That quarterback room was really tight. We had Anthony Wright, Clint, myself, and then Wade Wilson was our quarterback coach. And then we had the youngster, Quincy Carter, in there as well. So, I mean, it was a fun quarterback room. Everybody got an opportunity, I'll tell you that much. I mean, there wasn't a franchise quarterback amongst us, so we all got opportunities, that's for sure.
No, that's pretty good. Ryan Leaf joining us. All right, Ryan, I want to get this from you. You've watched a lot of college football this year. Is Cincinnati deserving of being in this top four because they're a good football team, or are they deserving just because all hell is broken loose around them and they're just in a good situation?
I think both can be true. I think they're incredibly deserving because they're a really good football team. They have players on that roster that could play at any of the top college football programs in the country, and they continue to win. Right now, they have the unfortunate situation of being in the American Conference, flat out. They just don't play the same schedule. And if you were looking at let's say Alabama loses by 3 points to Georgia this weekend, and you put up a 13-0 Cincinnati team versus an 11-2 Alabama team, I think probably 90 out of 100 people would probably say that Alabama team is still better, right? Because they're just more talented. They have more highly recruited players. And if they played, they most likely would dominate in a college football playoff scenario. So it's going to be difficult for the committee. It really is, especially if Alabama beats Georgia. Because if Alabama beats Georgia and Oklahoma State wins, I would anticipate Oklahoma State jumping Cincinnati, even being 13-0 and an American Conference champion.
Really? See, that's going to send me over the edge. I've been pro. I need to see Cincinnati. I just want to see Cincinnati get it. So you think if that is scenario, we just talked about this, if Alabama, which I think Alabama is going to beat Georgia. I think Nick is going to have them ready in that game. If Alabama beats Georgia, both of them deserve to get in with Michigan unless Jim blows it against Iowa,
right,
which is very doable with Jim. But you would think Michigan would get in, and if it came down to Cincinnati beating a ranked Houston team against Oklahoma State, who has one loss to an Iowa State team that's at least very disappointing, you think Oklahoma State would jump them?
Yeah, I think a 12-1 Power 5 conference champion would jump Cincinnati in the final rankings.
I don't think it's a stretch at all. I don't think it's a stretch at all. It doesn't surprise me one bit that you think in a year where you would think that a Cincinnati going under a group of five team going undefeated would get in with, as you mentioned, show at the beginning of the conversation, with all the chaos at the top. But I believe that the College Football Playoff Committee, any way they can, they're going to always lean towards that Power Five, especially if they're a conference champion. Ryan, let's talk a little bit about Brian Kelly. I mean, I think it's the biggest thing in college football news right now. Brian Kelly jumping ship and going from Notre Dame to LSU. What are your thoughts on Brian Kelly's move and the timing of that move in particular?
Well, the timing has nothing to do with him because the NCAA, they've placed the early signing period where they have, right? They've put this in motion themselves for coaches having to move early and get it done. Now, Luke Fickle has a much different scenario if he wants to take that Notre Dame job because he may go through the process and know it's still waiting for him. But I'm not incredibly upset from a player standpoint that, you know, a head coach moves on when he did. I do have a tough time accepting that the fact that they could still sneak into the college football playoff and he's not a part of it, right? I think he pretty much told everybody in the country, like, hey, I've seen Georgia. No one can beat Georgia, so I'm going to move on and get to a place where I can recruit to where I could beat Georgia someday. I think that's ultimately what this all played out to be, and money talks.
Ryan Leaf joins us right now. So Brian Kelly moved on, and then Lincoln Riley moved from Oklahoma to USC, and it's just crazy to me to think that, you know, we've seen, all right, you leave Iowa State and you go to a power. But, man, we've not seen power to power leaving, where Lincoln Riley goes from Oklahoma, one of the Blue Bloods, to another one at USC. But ultimately, you know the West Coast a little bit. How do you think Lincoln Riley is going to fare out there at USC?
Well, if what the first, you know, 48 hours have meant to the program in terms of their recruiting prowess, it's going to be very meaningful, because what the biggest thing that affected USC during the Clay Helton era is their inability to keep homegrown talent home, right? Five stars were leaving the state, especially the quarterbacks, right? The top three quarterbacks in the country this year, I really think, are Bryce Young, Matt Corral, and CJ Stroud, all Southern California quarterbacks, right? And they did not stay home. They wanted to go play in the biggest conference, the best conferences in the SEC or in the Big Ten. So the fact that Malachi Nelson, the number two ranked player in the country in the 2023 recruiting class, decommitted from Oklahoma in the moment that that Lincoln Riley left and now has committed to USC already, that tells me that it's going to be a difference maker in terms of getting the right guys. Now, I don't think it's immediate. I think they have to really develop guys in the trenches up front, and that means he's going to have to go back to his old stomping grounds in places like Texas, down in the southeast, Oklahoma, to find those beefy characters to fill those positions. But if you're talking about skill position players, wide receivers, running backs, and quarterbacks, this dude has the best pedigree out there, right? Two Heisman Trophy winners. Two number one overall draft picks, a third who was the runner-up in the Heisman Trophy as the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles now. I mean, he has the pedigree to walk into any home in the country when you're talking about offensive skill position players and get that player to come to the big brand of USC now.
Ryan, I think a big part of that, too, is, correct me if I'm wrong, but Graham Harrell was the offensive coordinator out there. So I mean, Lincoln Riley's essentially taken over a program that, at least on the offensive side of the football, is an air raid program. And not that, obviously, USC was not in a great place, but let's not undervalue the importance of a coach in terms of transitioning and in terms of getting that program jump-started where it needs to go. Let's not forget that the same terminology, the same at least skill sets that air raid happens to at least like to recruit, there's some similarities at USC in that locker room with what he wants to do already offensively.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the DNA of the air raid is there. Now, as everybody knows, Lincoln Riley really, he moved off that line of what the air raid was. Now, he has a spread offense DNA, but he loves to run the football. And that's certainly something that Graham Harrell hasn't done and hasn't done well since he got to USC as the offensive coordinator. So it will be interesting. You're exactly right. There are players that are capable of doing it. But he's going to need some monsters up front, guys that aren't or haven't spent the entirety of their career at USC going backwards in pass protection, but getting down in the grass, going forward, getting big first downs on third and short, fourth and short, things that USC really has struggled with over the last few years.
Ryan Leaf here with us, and as we're seeing all these openings, as we just talked about Lincoln Riley leaving USC, the two big ones left are Oklahoma and Notre Dame now. Who are the two fits? Who do you think would be the guys that would fit the best at Notre Dame and Oklahoma?
Well, I think Luke Fickell's the natural choice at Notre Dame. It's just a matter – I know that there were two spots that he would leave Cincinnati for. I really didn't think he was going to go back with Mike Bone to USC. I didn't think he was going to go look anywhere else. I thought the two spots would be Ohio State and Notre Dame. And I thought, before this offseason came to fruition, I didn't think either one of those jobs would be open. But sure enough, the Notre Dame one is. I heard that Jack Swarbrick had met with Marcus Freeman today, the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame, probably discussing the possibility of him taking over. He is going to be the interim head coach through the bowl game for Notre Dame. But I would expect Luke Fickell to get a really hard look in South Bend. As for Oklahoma, I think you have a bunch of different options. And no matter who they get, they're still going to be good, right? Because the brand of Oklahoma is so strong. It's been college football royalty for decades and decades and decades. So I would look back at Josh Heupel at Tennessee, who won a national championship at Oklahoma. He left on not great terms, so that may be some bad blood there. He had a great year at Tennessee in his first year there after coming from UCF. And Brent Venables, defensive coordinator at Clemson. I would probably look at the possibility of even Lane Kiffin, right? I don't know. I like what Lane Kiffin has done at Ole Miss, and I think he understands, like, I can get it done here. I can win 10 games. I just got to figure out a way to get it done against Alabama, because that's the difference maker on this. They're able to beat Alabama. They're the ones in the SEC championship against Georgia this season.
Yeah, you know, I like Lane Kiffin because of the OU's future in the SEC. I mean, not that it's any coach of that caliber that OU would consider would be able to make that transition, but you talk about a guy – that's done more with less in the SEC at Ole Miss with a top 10 finish this year and a guy that is familiar with navigating the SEC. I would think that Lane Kiffin would be have an advantage at least there. I like Lane Kiffin at OU. I really like the potential of Mark Stoops at OU, but obviously Kentucky said no thank you and re-upped on him. So I love those two. Ryan, real quick, staying in college, man. What's your take on the transfer portal and the way that players are able to move around now in the college game?
Well, you know, I tell you what, if it would have existed when I was in college, I would have been out after my freshman year, and I'm so glad it didn't. Wow. Right? Because the impulsive nature of 18 to 22 year olds always seeing the grass is greener somewhere else. All you have to do is walk into compliance and say, put my name in the portal. You don't have to go talk to a coach. You don't have to talk to a counselor. You don't have to talk to anybody. You just simply could be impulsive. Go in, put your name in the portal, and away you go. They have to do it. And there were moments, right, when I was redshirt and like, this is completely different than when I was recruited. You were wooing me, and now it's different. I'm not playing all the things that go into it. I'm okay with it because I do think that you have 4 years to play college football. Because most of these guys, though they think they're going to go to the NFL, are not going to the NFL. 1% of the 1% go to the NFL. So you want and you need to play in college football, then find the fit. Go ahead. Go do it. I do like guys that ride it out, deal with the adversity, overcome it, and then get an opportunity. But if it doesn't seem to be the case, you have to find what's best for you. And I'm okay with that. This offseason is going to be berserk, right, in terms of what – and how everybody goes from here to there, teams building a roster. The University of Texas, I bet, has 33 new players on their roster a year from now, not including the recruits from high school.
Wow. That's this thing is crazy, this transfer portal. Ryan Leaf with us. Ryan, man, I do want you to tell us a little bit about your podcast, Bust, the Ryan Leaf story. I know it talks a lot about your rise at Washington State, the Rose Bowl that you played Michigan in, and to being drafted number two behind Peyton Manning. But tell us a little bit about that project.
Yeah, it's been a passion project. A friend of mine, I don't know if you guys were Entourage fans, But Kevin Connolly, the character of E on that show, and I have become fast friends, and he started his own, you know, incubator podcasting network. And him and I thought up this idea of putting my story in about 10 episodes in podcast form. And it's not interview style. It's not anything other than me in front of a microphone telling you the story from the moment I was born in Great Falls, Montana, to where I'm at right now. And there are so many things that I've never talked about publicly that I think a lot of people other than me have talked about publicly and haven't given the real story or anything like that, but also just the rise of everything I did to then the bottom that I fell to, spending time in prison, dealing with my addiction, overcoming it and finding this new path in life and what it has presented and offered me to be of service of others. And so this podcast, we're only 3 episodes in. We drop a new one every Tuesday. Is already the number, I think Kevin sent me a snapshot today, with the number 41 podcast in the U.S. right now. And that's amazing, the support from people and how it can affect and help people through the process, not just in recovery, but anything with mental health. I think a lot of people think this is a sports podcast, and there's sports ideals in it, but it's really a mental health podcast, and our hope is that we're going to help a lot of people because they can relate to it and know there's a solution and there's an answer.
I'm excited about just the raw nature of it, Ryan. I mean, one thing in knowing you over time, the one thing that I've always appreciated was love or hate, good times or bad times, whether we're talking about you helping a buddy of mine or we're having fun, we're playing ball. I mean, Ryan's a genuine and sincere dude. Again, whether you love him or hate him or what you think of him, I don't give a rip about that, but he's genuine and sincere. So the raw nature of a project like this has got to be a killer listen, man. So I encourage everybody to go out there and listen. I'm excited to pull it up. And I drive an hour to work every day, Ryan, an hour back and forth, man. So I got plenty of time to catch up on what's going on with you.
Yes, sir. I hope you do. They're pretty short. They're only 32 minutes long. You know, my wife says I swear too much in it, but you know, what are you going to do?
Hey, that 30 right. minute window, that's about the span of each of us now, isn't it? I mean, there's some science behind that.
Yep. There is. He knew what he was doing. I kept telling him after every recording session, I'm like, you sure this is only be about 30 minutes? You sure that we shouldn't have it in an hour? And I'm like, I mean, where's your attention span, Ryan? He looked at me and I said, yeah, 30 minutes is about right. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's all right, Ryan. I mean, your wife is getting on you about swearing. Clint's wife is getting on him about skid marks in his drawers she found.
So that's why I do all the laundry.
I'm telling you,
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, me too. She ain't getting on me about that. All right, Ryan, man, thanks a lot again for joining us, and make sure you check out Bust, the Ryan Leaf story. It sounds like a really good podcast, and enjoy this weekend of football.
I will. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the help, Clint. Great talking to you, man.
Absolutely, brother. Keep in touch, man. Have a good one.
All right, that's Ryan Leaf with us. Who it's great talking to Clint, and maybe not as much me.
You gonna tell our guests about my skid marks? I appreciate it.
I had to, man. I wanted to get that good gut laugh from Ryan Leaf, and he gave it to me.
Honest to God story. Buddy of mine calls me about 3-4 years ago, and he says, "Hey, man, I got a brother," and I knew his little brother too. He said mentally he'd gone off the deep end, and he said, I read where Ryan Leaf, at the time Ryan was bouncing back and was running or helping a mental health company. Not a company, but a foundation.
Yeah, hospital or something.
That specialized in this. And he said, man, can you help me get in touch with Ryan so I can take my brother out there and find out what the hell's wrong with my brother? And so I got on, like, Ryan picked up immediately. The next day, I was catching a flight with my buddy and his brother, who clearly was off the deep end. Like, I don't know how we got him to L.A. We take him to L.A. Ryan meets us at their office, walks one of my best friends through, like, hey, here's what you got to do. We dropped his brother off at a house in a million-dollar neighborhood that was a facility that housed these guys and got them better. This was probably 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. Right now, today, my buddy's brother is back making six figures at a job. I mean, he's not back with his family because he may have ruined that, but he's back as a functioning individual in our society, making a bunch of money and living a quality life, man. And Ryan I hadn't talked to him in a while, dude, picked up the phone. But that's the kind of dude he is just, I mean, give you the shirt off his back kind of help, man.
That's awesome. And I've seen this on the text line, really love his comeback story and his story of redemption. You can listen to that on his podcast, Bust, the Ryan Leaf story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.